On a phone line, Bobby Acino is the chief market strategist at a company called Path Trading Partners. He was on with us a week or so ago to try and explain to me what a Bitcoin is and how that works. And he was moderately successful, which is more a reflection on me than it is on you, Bob.
Well, I appreciate that. I love being moderate.
Well, so tell me, I mentioned a moment ago that Bitcoin, I'm looking for the number here. I had it written down on a piece of paper, and now I just moved it away. How much did, yeah, here it is. How much did Bitcoin go up this week?
Well, we had 2 days in a row of up 35%. Two in a row, so 70% in 2 days. However, it has been so up and down that, honestly, I've lost track of where it is up on the week. I know that it was trading 3,000 in September, and we went as high as 19,000 this week, depending on the exchange you were looking at.
As of close yesterday, it was at 16.1. But, yeah, was it crossed over 19,000 yesterday. And you said in September it was at 3,000?
Yes.
So 3,000 to 19,000. So, in other words, if I had a Bitcoin or a share of a Bitcoin, I would have made six times my money then, right?
That's correct.
Did you do that? Did you have some money at 3,000 and see it go up to 19,000?
We did not. Okay, so I've been doing this about 26 years, and I can count on one hand the amount of times that I've bought the low and sold the high of any particular move. So the answer is no. I didn't have any at 3,000 that I held until 19,000. We've been slowly exiting our Bitcoin, probably since around the time I was on your show.
Because you thought it was as high as it was going to get?
No, not necessarily. I think the technology behind Bitcoin is something that is lasting. However, when you see moves like this, they're not real. They're not based on the idea that Bitcoin is now more acceptable as a currency or as a technology or as an entity. They're based on people getting in and speculating, and they're not price sensitive anymore. I am price sensitive. So when people involved in the markets day to day are not price sensitive, I'm out.
So you're happy to leave some of that money on the table if you don't
Absolutely.
Think fundamentally it's legitimate. But they say that it in fact is that since the major exchanges are now going to trade in Bitcoin, people are going, this is going to be real. It's going to be even. I mean, if it's at 3,000 without the exchange, imagine what its value will be if it has the, you know, the reputation of the mercantile exchange behind it.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here, John, and say that I think that once the exchange products, and there's three of them launching, four if you count Nadex, the North American Derivative Exchange, all launching a product within the next, let's call it 20 days, although it'll probably be quicker than that. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it's going to actually push the Bitcoin cash, the actual Bitcoins, lower. And the reason I say that is because the CME Group, the CBO, all the futures exchanges in Chicago made their living on hedging. That's what these contracts are being put in place for people to be able to offset the risk of the Bitcoin going from 19,000 back down to 3,000, which can happen. But the futures contracts will have circuit breakers in them, like normal markets, like the equity markets do, right, and like most futures contracts do. So it's not really a solid hedge for someone who's holding Bitcoin, because Bitcoin can fall to zero, but the futures contract will not. Because so I think the large institutions are going to come in and sell huge portions of the actual Bitcoin and buy the futures contract as their hedge.
I'm going to ask you two quick questions. I need two quick answers. Yeah. Your opinion about the viability of Bitcoin has not changed since we spoke last.
No.
And you also and what do you think a fair valuation of a Bitcoin is right now?
There's no way for me to know that. I just know that it is not being bid up right now because it's being accepted more places. That's not what's happening.
It's speculation. It's just gambling right now.
Correct.
By the way, Bitcoin's year-to-date gain, as of close yesterday, 1,560%.
That's worse than the tech bubble, John. That's way worse.
Yeah. And in fact, maybe not even good, you know, for the commodity itself.
Listen, I'm old enough to remember that stuff. I remember people making money every single day on stocks like Pets.com and Webvan and Extreme Networks. And if you look at charts of those, all of those went through the roof where Bitcoin is now. And then going forward on those charts, they all went basically down back to zero. Now, Bitcoin's not going to zero. But there are people who right now believe that it can't go down. Any time I've seen a market like that in a quarter of a century where people believe it can't go down, that's exactly what happens.
What was the mother of them all? I remember the Super Bowl commercial for Pets.com.
Pets.com was the mother of them. That's the example everybody uses, the sock puppet, and they really didn't have anything else of value.
All right. Well, but they had Pets.com. They had that URL.
Yeah, they definitely had that.
And they knew if you had a good website, you could.
At the end of their name.
It's nice to talk to you. Thanks for your time, Bob.
Good to talk to you, John.
Yeah, Bob is, I want to make sure I get this right, the chief market strategist at Path Trading Partners. He talks to us sometimes about Bitcoin, and sometimes I understand it.